You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We're talking about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top of the mindset coach in the world. Man, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. All right, today, guys, I have a very special guest. He is, well, what are you? When I ask you what you are, what are you?
Not a normal human being.
You are a normal human being. You are not a normal human being. That is correct. But what are you? When I ask you, what are you? What are you? Speak in the microphone.
Warrior.
Speak in the microphone. What are you?
Warrior.
What else?
Rich.
What else?
Unstoppable.
There we go. He's a warrior. He's rich. He's unstoppable. It is yours truly, JJV in the house. Mini JJV, born on December. We don't want to tell your birthday. Sorry about that. Yeah, we don't want to say that stuff. Anyways, but all right, guys. So we're here. And so we just had done a podcast, but we kept touching the microphone. And I told him not to touch the mic and it muted the mic. So don't touch the microphone. Okay. So I want to ask you a question on this Friday podcast really quick. Stop touching the microphone. On the Friday podcast, I want to ask you a question. Yeah. So what do you think that companies need to do to keep their clients? Just talk in the microphone.
Change it up.
What does that mean?
It means like add new stuff.
Add new stuff? So give me an example.
So like...
Speak in the mic, please.
So like Roblox, it you can make games on it so more people... So people could play new games every day.
Okay, so what you're saying, so people can participate and make new games. And so number one, them participating, like creating community?
Yeah, like creating more stuff, like a bunch of games, new games come out on Roblox because like you can make games on it.
Yeah.
And then like a bunch more games come out, which makes it more popular because you could play new games every day.
So if you were going into a business, if you're coming into one of our companies, right? And you were, you know, when you get older and, you know, you take over some of the companies. So if you would, what would you say to your team? What would you ask them to do to create better experience for your customers?
Add more stuff.
Like that. Well, give me an example. Like, so for example, if you had a gym, what would you do?
I would probably every month, I would probably add new equipment.
Nice. Every single month?
Yeah.
That's awesome. What else would you do?
Probably make it bigger.
Bigger. Okay. So
bigger every year.
Bigger. Awesome. So you'd expand it. That's cool. So what I'm hearing you say is it's very important for entrepreneurs or businesses to, number one, allow the community to participate. Number two is to create new things. As you had brought up on the last podcast about Fortnite, how they're really not innovating, they're really not creating, and it feels like it's stagnant, right? Like there's not.
Yeah, so like they're creating new maps. It's just like you do the same thing in every map.
Mm, so there's just, it just feels boring.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
But there is more maps you can do that are also really fun, but it's just like the main maps are just like, they're just like, it's like you do the same thing on every map. Gotcha. Only if you make one, you can make whatever you want.
Okay. So what I'm taking from this as a business owner and scaling businesses is that community is really important and getting your community involved so they feel like they're part of the process. Yeah. So that's why Roblox is so powerful because you can actually build a theme park. You can participate. What are some, the positives of Roblox, like around building businesses? What have you learned from that? Like, I know you've built gyms in there and stuff like that. What did you learn from building a business in there?
I built a gym in Minecraft.
Oh, Minecraft. Sorry. Please stop touching the microphone.
Minecraft is where you can build whatever you want.
Minecraft. So I'm in the wrong game, dog.
Yeah.
Minecraft. What's going on? Minecraft and Roblox. What's the difference?
So Minecraft is more popular.
Oh, Jesus.
Minecraft is the most popular game in the world right now.
So what's the difference between Roblox and Minecraft?
So Minecraft is you could create your own map and you could play it. So like it's basically a normal map. So what you can do is like it's like basically Earth, but you could build whatever you want. But if you go in survival, you have to gain resources, make a house, and like get swords so you can, or a pickaxe so you can mine and get diamonds so you can make a diamond sword, and then eventually get diamond armor, and then eventually get netherite armor and swords and weapons. If you find the stronghold, you could fight the Ender Dragon, and then that's the end of the game. Or you can go into creative, where you could build whatever you want.
So is there any practical application to life? Like how would you apply the skills that you learned within those games to life? Is there things you can apply to life?
So some games in Roblox, they're like. Like in one game you could build your own theme park, and in another one you could build your own restaurant. And in Minecraft there's no really people in there. It's just you, but you could invite friends. Okay. Just like Roblox.
Let me ask you another question. So that's great. Okay. So what is an asset? Is a house an asset or a liability?
Asset.
Is a car a liability or an
liability?
Asset? What if you buy it through a company? Does it become an asset?
Yes.
Oh, cool. That's my son right there, boy. Okay. All right. Go do your homework. Love you. We got to do your homework. Get you ready for it. Okay. All right, guys. Well, I just wanted to share that with you guys. That was pretty fun. Yeah. So he's got to get his homework done. And okay. Love you, buddy. All right. So I just wanted to, I don't know, it was fun. He was in my office and I figured just throw him on the podcast because I really didn't have a subject for today. But I thought that was really cool because what I like to do with my son, and I wanted you guys to see that, and my daughter, is, for example, my daughter is out of town right now. When she comes back, we actually are starting this monthly meeting where she is going to be creating a spreadsheet, and she's going to be showing me her net worth every single, because she's done a really good job since high school. She's actually got a really high positive net worth already. Her crypto is doing very, very well, and I'm very proud of her. She took all of her graduation money. She invested in the capital markets. She has her insurance policy, her IUL policy set up, and we're going to be meeting on a monthly basis, and where she's going to be measuring her net worth, and I'm also teaching her about liabilities and assets, and I'm teaching her how to become a millionaire by the time she's 30. And my son, I'm always talking to him about liabilities, assets. So we just got another company car, and I explained, he's like, oh, wow. And so I explained to him that's, I don't know if it'd be an asset, but it's still a liability, but it's paid for by an asset, and we got it for tax write-offs. So that's, it's using a liability to get tax write-offs. And that's what Jeremy always teaches us too. It's like, not all liabilities are bad, right? Because that liability is being paid for by a company, which you can write off some of the payment, and then you can depreciate. Well, you depreciate the value. I think that goes into depreciation as well. But you get a huge amount off of your earned income for 2024 based on the vehicle price, right? And so as I go through this stuff, you know, my parents didn't talk about money. I talk to my kids about money all the time. I talk to them about how much I earn, how much I spend. I talk to them about how much our vacations cost. I want them to know. So my son will say, oh, that's expensive, or that's something. Not really that's expensive, like he can't afford it, subconscious mind programming, but it's like, oh, that's, he understands the value of things, right? He'll say, oh, that's too expensive right now. It doesn't make sense. Or I probably shouldn't use my money on this because ideally, I'll give you an example of that. Is we were in Legoland just recently, and he, I gave him a budget of $100 to buy toys at the end of the Legoland tour or whatever. And so what he decided to do is instead of just like, oh, I don't know what, I'm not, I'm, it, well, usually what a kid would do is spend all $100, right? So he was like, he found two things that he liked, and he was like, there's nothing else I can find. He said, hey, I'll cut you a deal. So, oh shit, here we go. And he's like, what I'll do is I'm going to spend, I think he spent 50 or something like that, or $70. And he said, can I add the $30 onto my budget the next time we come? And he'll remember, he will remember the next time we go a year from now that he has $30 added to his budget. So he thinks that way. He's like, well, I'm not going to waste my money just because I have $100. I'm going to take that and add it to my next thing. And that goes into the whole conversation this week about subconscious mind programming. So John, since he was very, very little, since he was in his mom's womb, I've been speaking goodness into him. Like, you heard him. He said, you know, I'm a warrior, I'm rich. You know, he's, it's constant affirmations, constant edification. Cause I don't ever want him to come to me for his edification. I want him to edify himself through God and Jesus Christ, right? And he knows God. He knows Jesus Christ. My daughter knows God, knows Jesus Christ. And I just thought that was pretty cool to have him come on here and just talk about that, because we're always talking in a business sense. He was talking about opening a restaurant. I was like, nah, it's not a good business, man. It's just, it's very low margins, right? And he understands what that means. You make very little money off the food. And we're talking about businesses that are profitable and things like that. So do you want to say something else? Are you good? We need help with your homework. I need to help with the homework. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, Warriors, let's get your shit together. Let's go. Love you guys.